Back to Israel, and hostage families, even those without loved ones released, celebrated the freeing of Romy Gonen, Emily Damari and Doran Steinbracher yesterday. Gil Dickman had five family members taken in the October the 7th Hamas attack. Two escaped, one was released, but his aunt and cousin Carmel Gatt were murdered. Just like those released yesterday, Carmel was due to be released under a previous ceasefire and hostage deal. She wasn't, the deal never went ahead, and she was instead shot. Gil Dickman blames his own government for her death because they failed to secure previous ceasefire deals. He spoke to Keane McCormack.
My aunt Kinneret was murdered inside the kibbutz. Her daughter, Carmel, was taken to Gaza, survived for 328 days, and she was murdered at the end of August. It's devastating to come to this wonderful day, and it is a wonderful day, and I'm here in the hostages square just looking at the screens. I'm seeing Romy coming home and Doron coming home and Emily coming home, and I hadn't known them, I haven't met them in my life, but I know their family, they're sort of my family, so I'm so happy. But I know that Carmel should have been here. Carmel should have been in the same car with them coming back from captivity. And we missed the chance when we didn't sign a deal in time. We missed the chance when the deal collapsed before it should have.
Who do you blame for that? Because we had some hope that there was going to be a deal last July. And then as we moved towards the end of the year.
Yeah, that's right. First of all, Hamas murdered her. And Hamas terrorists were the one who pulled the trigger and killed her. There's no way around that. But I totally blame my government. And my government was in charge of actually making the deal in time. There was a chance to get them all back, and Israel missed it. And we know now that the deal that is on the way right now is the very same deal. Only difference is that hostages died in the meantime, and that Donald Trump is now president-elect and about to be president, and he's the reason why this deal is finally signed. So the hostages have him to thank.
Three hostages are released, but how optimistic are you that other hostages will follow?
I am optimistic. First of all, I'm so glad and amazed by how Romy and Doron and Emily look after they survived 471 days in captivity. They're heroes for surviving in such horrible conditions. And I'm optimistic that we're going to see more hostages in the next few days. We're supposed to see another bunch of hostages on Saturday. But I'm very worried for the second phase of the deal. The first phase of the deal contains 33 hostages, and we just freed three of them. There are 30 left in this phase, but there are more than that. There are 94 hostages in captivity, not 30. Well, 64 hostages are supposed to be a part of the second and third phase. And
let's talk about your concern, because this is all part of a 6-week truce. How confident are you that it will hold?
There is no way to know for sure. You know, Carmel was a part of the November deal, and the ceasefire collapsed just a few hours before she was supposed to come home. And so you never know. I think the fact that we started today is a good sign for this phase. Like, we're going to see at least most of this phase going the way it should have, and getting us many hostages that we're looking for and that we want to see. But what I'm most concerned for is the fact that on the 16th day, we're starting the negotiation for the second phase.
There's little trust between both sides, and these negotiations are fragile.
That's right. They could collapse at every moment. And if they collapse, but while we are still in the ceasefire, before all hostages are released, there's a concern that Hamas just stops handing us hostages and the IDF might come back to fight in Gaza. And that's exactly the opposite of what we want.
October 7th was devastating for Israel, devastating for families like yours. But there has been much criticism of Israel during this war, over 46,000 people killed in Gaza. But we now see increased humanitarian aid as part of this deal. How do you view that?
Oh, well, even though my family members were killed, both my cousin and my aunt, I don't care for revenge, and I don't want more blood to be poured on either side of the border, not on ours, not on the Palestinian side. What I want to see is people coming home on both sides of the border. I want to see people rebuilding their lives on both sides of the border, and it's going to be very hard with Hamas being in charge of the humanitarian aid that's given now to Hamas in Gaza. But I really hope that we're going to find a solution for that as well. The people of Gaza deserve much more than being ruled by a terror organization. And we, the people of Israel, don't deserve to be threatened by a terror organization. Neither of us deserve that. So I really, when I look, you know, decades ahead, what I see is two peoples living peacefully.
What are the other hostage families saying now?
All of them are happy for the hostage families and for the hostages that were released, but they're also very concerned that we're just going to stop after phase one. And I think they're all putting their trust on Donald Trump when he came to power, but just was being president-elect. He was elected. Then things started to change. And I think the hostages and the hostage families have Donald Trump to thank, and they will be fully thankful only once he finishes what he started.
And that was Gil Dickman speaking to Cian McCormack earlier.